Welcome to the Evening Booze Hour.
Episode 104.
That's right.
So many things rhyme with four. I couldn't decide what to say.
I know. Say no more. Okay. Say no more.
Yes. You're so good at rhyming. I'm so jealous. So jealous of your rhyming skills.
You should be.
I'm Kate, by the way.
That's right. We haven't introduced ourselves in a while. I'm Liz.
Yeah, if welcome. You're a new listener, welcome. Welcome, welcome.
That is right. This is where you get your weird news, the stuff beyond the headlines. Sure, sometimes we do talk about, like, top stories because they're just a must discuss.
We have to.
We do, like, really random stuff. So, enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah, and definitely follow us on our Instagram, which is at Evening Booze Hour.
Yeah, and on Twitter, Evening Booze.
Yeah. Yeah, you should definitely, like, send us messages because we want to shout you out. And we meet here every Wednesday at 12 a.m., right?
Yeah, usually, yeah. I usually do it for that time. I know sometimes the email goes out earlier, hours earlier, but I don't know how to correct that. So, you know, this is an amateur podcast. And we're learning as we go. Still 104 episodes in, don't know how to stop the email from going out hours earlier.
Oh, we don't know. Does it really matter? No.
No.
I don't think so. It's cool. Yeah, so welcome.
Yeah, I feel like we have... What are you drinking tonight? Let's dive right in.
All right. You guys are going to be so mad at me. I'm drinking red wine again because I'm not getting anything new until I'm done.
Don't feel shame. Exactly. Don't get anything new until you finish what you got.
Okay. But I really wanted to drink like some sort of apple cider cocktail.
Ooh, yeah, maybe next time when we're like officially, well, I guess we'll officially be in October when this comes out, but yeah.
Right, yeah. But yeah, I feel like I really, what goes good with apple cider though? Like vodka? I don't know. Just vodka goes good with anything. So.
Oh yeah. Like to mix with it. Probably vodka or maybe some brandy. I don't, apple brandy I feel like is a thing.
Ooh, that's a thing. Okay.
Like a warm hot toddy.
I don't like hot apple cider.
Oh, okay. Oh, cold apple cider then. Okay.
Yeah, wow. I drink strictly like cold Bartlett's, Apple Orchard, local. It's so fucking good.
I love a good cider too. More so than hot cider, but I don't know. I guess I just thought because you were on the East Coast, you would need a cold, like a warm beverage.
I'm not into the, like mold hot cider.
I'm sorry
situation.
I stereotyped you like that.
I mean, how could you? You're just such a blonde Californian bimbo.
That's why we just must have assumed you like hot cider.
Driving up the 101 or whatever. The one. What do they even have in there? I don't know. Anyway, okay, where were we? What are you drinking?
Well, I mean, there's no shock here, so don't feel like embarrassed about your red wine because I'm drinking yet again, truly. It just, you know, pretty much is a staple in my fridge now. So I'm drinking the raspberry lime one, and that is all.
Okay, that's a good. I love raspberry lime combo. Mm-hmm. So good.
It's one of the better ones. But yeah, I mean, you guys know the drinking game. To our regular listeners, if you're new, join us. You don't have to drink an adult beverage. You can drink water or your coffee or depending on what time of day you're listening to this. But we drink anytime we have a story out of Texas, Arizona, Florida, or Hangzhou, China. Anytime we say the word literally. Anytime we have a distraction because we record at home. Anytime we have a story about misogyny, boo. And anytime we talk about Ben Affleck's stupid back tattoo. Anytime we have the Nick Cage rage / love. Anytime we talk about Canada, definitely want to give them some love. And I think that's it. The list is long enough, okay? And then
we took that hiatus from the X-Files.
Yeah, we took that thing. Out.
Also, you're back, and I feel like I need to.
I know. I didn't want to give you spoilers, but I've gotten into season two since we last talked, and I like needed you to know what's been happening in season two because it's like big. And you know, I was thinking about this. You know, we often have stories that are like don't really go into any of our categories, and they're usually stories like I love to report on, like the Alien Ranch or the Loch Ness Monster or the Yeti or whatever. And yeah. I think we need a new category, and I think we're just going to call it the X-Files and hopefully not get sued by Fox. And so send us your stories for the X-Files in October for Halloween, spooky month of the year. We are going to do an all X-Files episode. So what yeah. are the, you know, X-File type stories that you guys want to hear about? Let us know.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be just like strictly alien related. No. We love any shit like that.
Yeah, they just did one on vampires. That's the episode I just watched. And vampires, you know, zombies, anything supernatural, paranormal, anything like that that you want us to look into, I think we'll do that. And that'll be our Ode to the X-Files episode. And we also just want to know if you watched X-Files in the past, if you were like a cool current person, not like us watching it for the first time. What are your favorite episodes? Like, what should we be looking forward to? So send us those in.
Please do, because I can't. Like, I'm still only on, like, episode 10 or something, and I think I'm just going to jump ahead.
I think the second season, there's more meaning. Like, you know, like, there's a bigger story to it all.
Yeah, because season one so far, it's like they're all kind of standalone. Like, you don't really have to be watching.
Right. Yeah. Now, this one you do. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've been watching freaking Shameless. New season came out.
Yeah,
that a new lot of good show, TV. Politician, which I do not recommend.
I've heard bad things about it, actually.
Yeah, like really. I watched one full episode, and I'm like, at the end, I was like, no, not even at the end. Like towards the middle, I was like, I'm never getting this time back. But of course, I like watched it to the end.
I feel like that every time I watch an episode of Riverdale this season, and I'm probably going to stop after the season. But I'm so close to the end that I'm just giving them the rest of my life.
Yeah, I think I got to episode like 14 or something on Riverdale. And then British Baking Show is new every Friday. Game of Thrones, I'm rewatching with my husband.
Oh God, no.
Her story just came back. It's like there's too many.
Yeah, yeah. And there's such good TV right now. Like we were just talking about, like, you know, TV is almost better than movies at this point. And, you know, especially all the like streaming shows, we're just getting into Succession because we've heard really good things. I'm not hooked yet, but I'm only on two episodes. Yeah, because everyone's talking about it, right? And I'm like, I'm just not there yet. But it's like based on the Murdoch family, loosely, I guess. You know, so it's kind of like ridiculous and like rich, ridiculous people. But yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and then Claws, I'm trying to get into.
Right. It's we talked about that.
Other things.
Oh.
The Crown's going to be back out soon.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah, TV. We should just have a separate podcast just for TV.
Yeah, we really should.
What are you watching this week? And we'll just blab. All right. So any other announcements? Okay, yes, we have some important shout outs. So just quickly, I have to shout out our executive producer, Julie, because she emailed us to wish us a happy 2-year anniversary today. And I was like, what? It's our 2-year anniversary?
We don't know. We don't freaking know.
Thanks, executive producer Julie. And yes, if you do the math, 104, you know, it's been 52 weeks times two. So this should be our second anniversary of doing this podcast every week for you all. So we definitely rely on our Patreon saints like Julie to keep us in line and keep us organized.
Yeah. I feel like I should be sending you some like jewelry or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we should definitely come up with some swag for you. And she did have a suggestion. for a new segment as well. Speaking of new segments, she really liked, you know, the LeBron James Taco Tuesday trademark, whatever you want to call it. And she suggested doing a freaky food, freaky foodie type segment every time we have a weird food related story, which I think is great because, you know, we've had the sourdough cocktail, we've had some other weird food stuff that we could definitely put into that category as well.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. And like, I pretend like I'm a foodie, so it's perfect.
Perfect. Kate's all over
it. I actually get a lot of, like, there's a lot in my newsfeed that comes up that's like amateur chef related.
Right. Yeah, you do watch like the baking and the cooking shows. Yeah, you definitely know more about that than me.
Yeah. Oh, MasterChef, that just ended. Thank God. So I don't have to watch that anymore every week.
And then you have a shout out too, right? Another Patreon.
Another Patreon saint, Shannon. So I love this so much. She sent this to, or I think she posted it on her stories, the EBH starter pack.
Yes, I love this. Genius, Shannon, genius.
Genius. It was just a picture of a Boda brick, which I didn't even know there was such thing as a Boda brick, because I've only seen Boda boxes, which is what I always drink. But a Boda brick is apparently just like two
boxes.
Like, bottles. Two bottles.
Oh, okay.
So small, like half the size of a box.
Got it.
It's super cute. So it's red wine Boda brick and a case of White Claw.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. I was like crying.
Yeah.
So Shannon,
so proud.
Thank you for that. I love that so much. I'll share it with everybody.
Yes, definitely put up that on our Instagram. And you guys, send us in your story suggestions, send us in your drink suggestions, like send us how, like, what do you like to drink when you listen to the show? What's your EBH starter pack? Because if you don't have one, it should definitely be this. You know, we're on Gmail, eveningboozehour@gmail.com. And you can also help us out by spreading the word by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And by becoming a Patreon saint like Shannon and Julie, you can donate for as little as $1 a month. That helps us keep us on the air. It helps, you know, us figure out how to do the technical things like stopping the email hours before it's supposed to go out. And we're still working on that. But, you know, it keeps us on the air for real. So we love you guys. And if you want to support us, that's probably the best way to do it.
And if you hate us and you're still listening, please send us some hate mail.
I know. I can't believe I didn't get anything after talking about my love of plastic straws last week.
I know. Where's all the Visco girls? Clearly, they're not our target audience.
Oh,
don't put that young for this garbage.
But yeah, seriously, thank you, Shannon. That was so awesome. And Shannon's always a rock star sending in story suggestions and drink suggestions. So
yeah,
we love her.
Yeah, we love you guys. Like, message us and send us things. It's the best. Okay, should we just like get into this?
Let's do it. Let's do some headlines.
Okay. Okay. Oh, I did want to mention face tattoo alert.
Update.
Oh,
woo.
We definitely need sound effects.
I know. Like,
why haven't we're 2 years
you
in?
You gotta get your keyboard from your mom, from your mom's basement.
Yeah. I do. Oh my God, next time I go over there, Mom, I hope you're not listening. Stealing that thing, if she hasn't already gotten rid of it. Who knows? Oh my God. Okay. Aaron Carter. Still in the headlines. As we remember from last week, he was ordered a restraining order from his brother, Nick, of the Backstreet Boys fame, and his sister, Angel. So apparently he's gotten rid of all his guns and his Xanax, which I was like, is this like a nod to Lindsay Lohan? That you're like,
Stop promoting Lindsay's song.
Yeah. Like, I kind of felt like this was conscious, okay?
Yeah, I mean, and like one reason they were worried about things is because he had all these guns, so supposedly he gave them up, and I don't, yeah.
And then he got a face tattoo.
And I feel like that's the final, like the straw that breaks the back of the credibility camel, you know?
Credibility camel. Oh, and we'll be talking about camels, so.
That's right. Oh my God. But you know what? Once you get a face tattoo, like all credibility goes out the window. I mean, who else has one? Mike Tyson?
Mike
Who
Tyson, yeah.
like
At least his is like tribal, though. Like, I feel like if you're like, in a culture that does like awesome, cool tribal face tattoos, like, I'm here for that.
Sure. Yes. Thank you for that
But do
disclaimer.
not. Okay, you have to zoom in on this too, and I'll
Yeah.
post a picture of it. But it is, when people get like a picture of like their kid's face tattooed like on their leg, and you're like, oh
Yeah, it
my God, your
looks
kid
so
is so ugly.
bad.
Like, it looks so scary.
Yeah.
Like, this Medusa's face, it's supposedly Rihanna. Have you heard that?
No. What?
Yes.
Leave
I
Riri
only saw this.
alone, Aaron Carter.
Yes, I only saw this like in one article that like it's supposed to be Rihanna's face, and I was like, that
OMG.
is not my queen's face, okay?
No,
No.
I'm looking at it right now. That no.
I'm gonna do like an extreme
Oh, and
zoom in.
like her like tentacle or not tentacles, but like snakes are going out
Make hair.
under his eyelid, you know, like up to his eye and then like under the eye
Yeah,
too.
it's not
Ooh.
placed well. I just feel like, as a tattoo artist, don't you have like standards? I'm sure
Need to
anyone.
report something.
How do you report? Oh, Yelp. Let's find out where he got this tattoo and Yelp that shit. Yelp about it.
I just feel like when I see something like that, I'm like, oh, this kid must be so like desperate to feel something that like he does something like so painful like that. It's just like he must be just so numb to everything.
Yeah, it's really sad. It's really sad. But I mean, hey, like, whatever. If you want to get a face tattoo,
Get a face tattoo, but
he's got
just
that
know,
like
I
blood
won't believe
pact, doesn't
anything you
he?
ever tell me.
But I kind of do. I'm like, I'm kind of here for this face tattoo. I kind of actually love it, so I'm getting one next week. Oh my God.
Yeah, no, that
I'm
was a
like,
pretty crazy update since like last week's
yeah.
report. It just continues. It's just more and more, you guys, like
Like last week, would you have envisioned me telling you about him getting a Medusa face tattoo?
No. I mean, I thought something else probably would have happened, but I was not thinking of that.
Not that. Think of what can happen between now and next week. Think about it. Just from recording on Sunday night to when this comes out on
Yeah.
Wednesday. Oh, anywho, okay. Glad I got that off my chest. Okay, so speaking of camels, speaking of the credibility camel, this story has it all. Has
This
it all.
story has everything.
Okay. Here's the headline. Stay with me here. Woman forced to bite camel's testicles to escape its cage at roadside zoo. That's right. All those
OMG.
words in that headline are supposed to go together. And I know this is going to be shocking to everybody, but this was a Florida woman was
Hey,
involved.
drink.
That's
Drink
right,
to our
folks.
girl, Florida woman.
Yes.
Hey, girl.
Queen. She's a queen. Okay. I'm literally just going to read this article. I think it's from, like, I don't know, somewhere probably BuzzFeed or something. okay, so a Florida woman who became trapped under a camel after entering its cage at a gas station zoo in Louisiana.
Yeah, those, like, exist down south. I mean, and people just, like, also have exotic animals in their backyard, I feel like.
Well, I wonder why there's anacondas in the fucking Everglades. I cannot. So...
Well, like, I love you this know, the so Exxon, much. The Exxon Tiger, like, they used to have, like, tigers at Exxon gas stations.
No.
Yeah.
No. What? No. No. What?
Maybe not all of them, but, like, down in that part of the world.
Are you fucking kidding? Okay, now I want to listen to that podcast again. I want to start it, like...
Oh, the Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic.
Yeah, I haven't finished it. So there's a new podcast from Wondery called Joe Exotic, and it's kind of about owning exotic animals and then, like, animal rights people, too. I don't know. There's a conflict, and I haven't finished it, but it's a good story.
Dude, a fucking tiger at a gas station? Okay, so apparently this is a thing, and I just need to be okay with that right now, so...
Like, how you know more about the Amish, I know about exotic animals at gas stations.
Yeah, you're like, oh yeah, gas station zoo, love that. I drink my iced coffee out of 1,000 plastic straws.
Yeah.
While I'm at a gas station fucking roadside.
Oh my god, don't. No, PETA's gonna come after us. I have never been to a gas station zoo, but there are some really strange roadside attractions, like in Arizona and the desert, like, where I grew up, so.
Oh, I would love to do, like, a road trip of just, like, crazy roadside attractions.
Sure, yeah, like, let's do it. EBH, okay. Road trip. You go see, like, the biggest ball of yarn and, like, the thing, yeah. And...
Yeah, dude, there's gotta be some weird, sick shit, like, in no man's land. There has to be. Okay. I'm not even, like, one sentence done yet. Okay. A Florida woman who became trapped under a camel after entering its cage at a gas station zoo in Louisiana in order to retrieve her dog claims that she was only able to escape the defensive camel's clutches by biting its testicles. That's one fucking sentence, by the way. Journalism, okay? This, we went to school for journalism. Do you people understand? Do you fucking understand?
Break that shit up.
That is the longest goddamn sentence. I can't, it's like, and I wasn't even good at editing.
Oh, okay? No, me either, like, but I'm like, I don't know grammar or punctuation. Yeah, no, I don't know grammar or punctuation, so I just make my sentences as short and clear as possible so I don't have to use it.
Yeah, put a fucking period in there. Move on to the next sentence. I'm going to dissect this. I'm going to have to dissect this and do some red.
Yep.
Fucking red marks. I'll
put on your teacher hat. Put back on your teacher hat.
I've, like, never been so ashamed to have been, like, majoring in journalism.
Oh, I always am, like, so embarrassed when I see, like, a typo in a credible news source, because I'm like, that's something, like, I would do. You know, come on.
It's like, not something you would even do. That's the sad part. Like, right. There are people being paid not a lot to be journalists. Well, even some of the high-paid journalists. Ugh, anyway, okay. So, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Apparently, this woman and her dog escaped this whole thing. But as this story, and I believe that the camel is the real victim.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, like, why couldn't she kick him in the balls if she felt like she had to do something? First of all, why is there a gas station zoo? Second of all, why are you at the gas station zoo? Third of all, why are you entering the camel's cage?
Well, I will tell you. I will fucking tell you. So, according to authorities, the woman and her husband stopped at Tiger Truck Stop
Oh.
in Gros Tête, which means big head in French. I just translated that because I'm so
Oh.
smart at French. So, in Gros Tête, Louisiana, okay, to let their dog out, and somehow that developed into the husband throwing dog treats into the camel's cage
Oh no.
for the dog to retrieve.
Oh my
When the
God.
couple's dog started interacting with the camel, the woman crawled in to retrieve the pet, and the camel sat on her. And
Like,
apparently that's when she took a bite of its balls and
I might
escaped.
like divorce someone if my partner did that. Like,
Bite.
that's like grounds for divorce. Like, if you're just such a stupid idiot that you're throwing dog treats into an exotic animal's, cage or wherever they're being held. Oh my God.
Only in fucking Louisiana could I see this, like, thing,
And
right?
yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, not to say anything bad about Louisiana, but come on. I mean, who does that?
Dude, we've all seen that duck show.
Yeah,
Is it
we've all seen Bobby Boucher, Waterboy.
Stop.
My favorite Louisianan.
Oh, I gotta start watching like old
That's like
amazing
all I
like that.
watch. I'm telling you, like every time my husband's like, "Do you want to watch a movie?" I'm like, "Can it be from like 1995 and earlier, please?"
Yeah. You're like Clueless,
Yeah.
Waterboy,
Yep.
Big Daddy,
That's all I want to watch.
Jawbreaker.
But yeah, seriously. Okay, so whatever. This woman deserves to taste camel testicles, but the camel does not deserve to get bit by her. The camel's definitely the victim.
Camel cruelty.
And the
Camel.
dog. Okay, the dog is the victim too.
Yeah. So the police pretty much immediately faulted the couple and insisted that the camel did nothing wrong. They were saying like someone broke into his house, he reacted, and the intruder bit him in the balls.
Good.
So
I like
who
these
should be like,
police.
yeah. So they were charged with a leash law violation and criminal trespassing.
Oh, good. Private property, this cage right here, motherfuckers, okay?
Private property, camel balls
Yeah, we
are.
got some animal stand your ground laws up in this gas station zoo.
People just start shooting her. Listen, no, I'm sorry. If you are an ant, nobody should be biting anyone else's balls. Like, unless you've been like, someone has asked you to specifically do that to them.
Without consent. Exactly. Without consent.
Yeah, with consent, all about it. Sure. Frickin' bon appetit.
No way for
Bon
that camel to
appetit.
consent. I mean, poor
No.
camel.
Oh, so yeah, this story really pissed me off.
I'm really glad they're being held accountable because I wouldn't think that would happen, but that's good to know.
Yeah, well, if there's fucking side of the road gas station zoos,
Yeah.
you would think they wouldn't care if you didn't obey by the leash
Well,
laws.
that's what I was thinking too. I was like, oh, I really like these police, but then I was like, but wait, why aren't they like doing something about the gas station zoo? Like, isn't there a fine they could be issuing?
Camel in a little cage. I'm sorry. Camels roam the fucking desert. Like, have you seen how big the deserts are? They're huge. Ugh, okay. Anyway, free the camels. Camels. Okay. Okay. This is literally my only other story. Slow news week, guys. Slow news. Okay, so apparently, finally, the excuse employees around the world have used after a night of drunken antics is legit, and a German court has ruled that hangovers are a disease, therefore they're an illness, therefore you can call out of work, with a hangover.
Ah, all right.
And of course, it was in Germany, so this ruling was handed down just as the nation's legendary Oktoberfest is
right.
Getting underway.
That's
so,
right. I mean, if you work for a place where they like even make you say why you're calling out, well, that's like archaic.
Yeah, you can just call in and be like, "Hi, this is so and so. I'm calling out sick."
Yeah, a lot of places they're not allowed to ask. I don't think. I mean.
Yeah. But I feel like if you're not really sick, you're more apt to be like, hi, yeah, and I just have, like, 104 fever, and I'm, you know, like, and they can just tell, like, yeah. Oh my God, you're totally lying.
You just send an email. Don't even call.
Yeah, well, depending on, you know.
Right, the someplace, yeah, you might have to.
But Liz told me I didn't have to call it, so. Yeah.
Liz told me, like, you can't ask me that. And they're like, who the hell is Liz?
Liz is my girl, okay? Liz is my girl. Okay, so blah, 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 blah. Hangovers, this is all from a CNN article. According to the court, any minor disturbance in the body's normal functioning is considered an illness. Hangovers, which manifest in headaches, nausea, and exhaustion, and often regret and a temporary disdain for booze, though those typically go undiagnosed. I don't know. That was in parentheses. Deviate from the bodily norm. Therefore, the court ruled a hangover is an illness, blah, 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 blah. Basically, there is no way to cure a hangover.
Okay.
Right? Like, there's like, regional, like, oh, drink a bottle of hot sauce, or, you know,
yeah,
like,
I was gonna say, like, just time and sleep, I guess, and water.
Yeah, but there's no, like, magic pill, right? So
I mean,
these, like,
maybe marijuana.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know if that's, like, official, but
well, that's the thing, there's nothing, like, officially
right.
that cures a hangover.
Right.
You do what you gotta do.
Yeah, exactly.
But the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism says there's no way to kill a hangover, and the only way to prevent one is not drinking in the first place, which is like, duh. But apparently eating foods rich in vitamin A, potassium, and zinc can replace lost nutrients alcohol stopped the body from absorbing. Mm. And, like, drinking a lot of water.
Yeah, it's all about being dehydrated. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I guess, yeah, because they can't find a cure for this, it has been deemed an illness. And, listen, there's going to be a lot of people calling out in Germany in October.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that's so funny. I mean, hey, at least we all feel validated, probably. A little more.
Yeah.
A little more.
Yeah, so those are my stories, and I cannot fucking wait for you to eat just to go.
Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, you helped me with a lot of these stories this week, so thank you. But first of all, I just want to do a quick pop culture update, because this is serious, you guys. Lenny Kravitz needs our help. Okay?
Oh my God. I will help him do whatever he needs me to help him do.
You know him, you love him, right? Like, who doesn't? Lenny Kravitz is, like, the coolest, right?
He's my boy.
Yeah, he's,
I follow him on Instagram. Him and his daughter, Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah, and I just, love how cool he is with Jason Momoa, his ex-wife's new husband, and he's just, like, this is my brother, and they're just like, I just feel like, oh my God, to be Lisa Bonet, right? To have two men, like, respect you so much that, like, they basically put her on a pedestal and are like, we're gonna be best friends because you're the mother of both our children.
Well, no fucking wonder Beyonce was her for Halloween.
I know.
Did you see those pictures?
Yes.
She looked just like her.
Yeah.
That
and
was
she's
crazy.
Like, iconic in her own.
Okay,
way.
But what happened with him? What do I need to help him
okay,
with? Because I'm
your help.
On my way.
So he lost an incredibly sentimental pair of vintage sunglasses over the weekend. So so he
And
was.
where's those little ones that I hate,
No,
but like
these are kind of
they're
almost. They're not quite pentagonal, but they're like four-sided, but they almost kind of like look like a pentagram a little bit. And
pink.
yeah, they're
All
very
right, okay.
geometric. And so he was performing at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, and at some point during his time there, he lost these sunglasses, and now he's turning to social media to ask people for help. So he posted a picture, two pictures of him wearing the sunglasses, and he says, "I'm missing this pair of sunglasses after my show in LA at the Shrine this weekend. They are incredibly sentimental to me. They are vintage and they belong to a family member. Hope to get them back. No questions asked. Any information, please email kravitzglasses@gmail.com."
Oh my God. LA, get your priorities straight. Everybody, get your magnifying glasses out. Search everywhere. This is like a national security
Yeah.
situation.
And I'm just going to say that again. It's kravitzglasses@gmail.com. Any information, please. I love that he set up like a personal Gmail for this hunt.
Oh my God, I love him so much. He just seems like the coolest.
He is. So, I mean, since he posted this, the tweet has already been retweeted close to 1,000 times. I'm sure it's way more now. And who knows, by Wednesday when this comes out, maybe he'll have found his glasses. So
Oh, I hope so.
I hope so
Somebody's
too.
got it. Come on.
And he's like known, I mean, outside of Elton John, who else is known for wearing weird glasses? Like Lenny
Oh, yeah,
Kravitz.
he's always got crazy glasses on.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah.
So help him out,
Oh my
guys. If you see him, if you're in the LA area, if you were at that show at the Shrine, kravitzglasses@gmail.com.
God. Oh, Lenny. God bless.
Okay. Well, this next story is a doozy. And what can I say? Last week, it was a big week for the Ukraine. Am I right? A big week for the Ukraine. So we're, like we always say, we are going to go beyond the top headlines, and we're not going to talk about that one Ukrainian scandal that we all know is unfolding. We're going to talk about a different, more horrifying
Oh,
scandal.
this is like the most major, cr like mind explosion.
And please, yeah,
Okay.
help me out because it is a, like I said, it's a doozy of a story. I heard it on this past week's My Favorite Murder. Karen covered this story. And when I first saw this story, I was like, I need to check this on Snopes to see if it's a Nopes because it's like too unbelievable. But then My Favorite Murder listed all of these very credible sources where they had seen information on this story. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it. And if you real I'll do the general overview with some details, but I suggest listening to that episode of My Favorite Murder too, because she tells it very well. But basically, an Indiana couple, they're no longer together, have been charged with abandoning a adopted daughter that was like the ages vary in range. She was adopted at 6 years old, and I think she was abandoned when supposedly she was like 8 or 9 years old. But this couple says that this Ukrainian girl who suffers from dwarfism, she has a bone disease, so she is much smaller than, she should normally be. They say that they found out that she was actually like a 22-year-old psycho sociopath masquerading as a child who tried to kill them.
Okay, I will never get over this. Only 100 years old and thinking about this specific story.
I don't know if we'll ever really know the truth in this case either, which is so sad. Kind of, okay, definitely I feel bad for this little girl slash grown woman. Let's get into it. So I'm reading from the Daily Mirror, which like is not usually, the most top-notch publication, but they did like interview the parents. The parents actually now live in Canada. They were from Indiana, so they do have a lot of information. So I'm just gonna dive right in.
Okay.
Christine Barnett, who's 45, and her ex-husband, Michael Barnett, who's 43, have been charged with abandoning their daughter when she was 9 in Lafayette, Indiana, and fleeing to Canada. So they've denied these claims, and they both say that they were victims of fraud, claiming that the girl they had adopted was an adult con artist who tried to kill Christine. Christine and Michael, okay, so the way they got this girl from the Ukraine, her name is Natalia Grace. She was in Florida. Christine and Michael were in Indiana, and they had been looking to adopt a baby, and there was an emergency adoption needed for Natalia Grace in May 2010 in Florida. Take a drink.
Interesting. Well, also, are you going to talk about how they had, like, this insanely smart...
Yeah, okay. So I wasn't sure if I was going to, but yeah, because that's like a whole nother crazy story. But yeah, this couple had basically like a prodigy son, and that's why they're in Canada now, they claim, was because he's attending like a physics institution there, and he has an IQ higher than Albert Einstein.
He's like won a freaking Nobel Peace Prize. I don't know. Like, he's super beyond, like, gifted, if you will, quote unquote.
Exactly. Yeah, he's like a genius.
And the mom wrote a book about it or something too,
yeah,
right?
And they, yes, I think she wrote a book, and they had been featured on like 60 Minutes or something like that in the past. So this family's like been in the news like in past years.
Think like, oh great, like this family sounds perfect to place a child in.
Oh, right. You know. Yeah. But also, I'm kind of like, why do you want, like, another kid? I mean, I guess I'm not going to judge people who want kids, but, you know, like, you have this, like, prodigy child who, like, seems like it would take up a lot of your time to, like, you know, make sure he's at the level he needs to be at. But.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Who knows? Who knows about that?
So, okay, so there was this emergency adoption needed in Florida with Natalia Grace. She was only 6 years old. I don't know the circumstances around that, but, like, she couldn't be in the home that she was in, and she was six, so they needed someone to take her in. So after Christine and Michael adopted her, they have claimed that during that time she tried to push Christine into an electric fence, poured bleach into her coffee, and threatened to stab them in their sleep.
Yeah, like, she would tell them, like, I was sent here to, like, kill you or something, right?
I don't have, like, specific quotes stuff from like her that in this article, but that's what Christine claims, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Wow. So, obviously, they sought some mental health specialists to evaluate her, and it was determined during that time that she was actually an adult, and they were trying to get the birth certificate changed. So in 2012, Marion County Superior Court in Indianapolis decided that Natalia was born actually in 1989 based upon medical evidence. So I think these mental health like specialists determined that she was probably older than she was. Then she got further testing. One of the things that the mom had said, like, the mom had noticed that she had pubic hair, she, like, got her period, I think, she had all her adult teeth, like...
Yeah. Well, also, like, she was supposedly, like, Ukrainian, so they had Ukrainian friends, and they had them come over and speak to the girl, and, like, she didn't know what they were saying.
Oh, wow.
Which, like, you, who knows, like, if she was taken from the Ukraine, like, or, you know, brought here from there.
Right.
Is so young, then of course she wouldn't know. But, like, I guess she had, like, no accent, like, whatsoever. So they were like, this is, like, super suspicious. And then the mom noticed that, oh, she has, like, pubes. What? Like,
yeah.
She's not... like 8 or whatever.
Right.
They were old.
Well, I think, and also, so that, what you're saying about the parents' friends kind of supports the other side of the story. So the Barnetts, they moved to Canada, you know, with their prodigy son. And before they did that, they left Natalia. They rented an apartment for her and left her there in Lafayette, Indiana because they were like, she's an adult. Based on this medical evidence, she can take care of herself. They claim they always wanted like the best interest for her. But a September 11th affidavit of this just this past month, I believe, states, and this was obtained by the Daily Mail, states that the experts or other experts carried out bone density tests on Natalia in June 2010 and concluded that at that time she was 8 years old. Like, when the parents abandoned her and moved to Canada.
Yeah. Well, didn't they get her an apartment or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, they did that. So they did that, you know, because they thought she was an adult and, like, you know, left her there. But so they're being charged with, like, abandonment because now evidence is coming out that she actually was a child. So in a crazy turn of events, yeah.
This is, like, do you even understand, like, how insane this is?
No, yeah, it's so, I mean, I don't really honestly know who to believe. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if we'll ever know for sure, because I don't think they have her actual, like, Ukrainian birth certificate, probably.
And so who knows?
Right, and so, like, there's no real way to, like, test, and so they've just been updating her, you know, U.S., birth certificate with these different ages, which is crazy. But, like, if you listen to this on My Favorite Murder this past week, at that time, the other crazy thing was no one knew where Natalia Grace was either. Yeah. You know, it was like, where is she today? You know, obviously this was taking a while ago and kind of just coming to light. Now it seems like a lot of it happened like 8 or 9 years ago. But she was placed with another family, and, like, I supposedly they're, like, a really kind of Christian conservative family that is known as, like, Good Samaritans, but they're also in Lafayette, Indiana. They have 5 of their own children, and the husband is a pastor. So they supposedly are, like, taking good care of her. She's been seen in photos, you know, with the kids and, you know, moving on. But I don't think there's anything, like, resolved. I think the case against her former adopted parents, the Barnetts, is, like, now unfolding, and we're going to have to see how far these charges go of, like, abandonment.
Yeah, this is insane. Like, because they were probably so fucking freaked out. Like, if there was a doctor telling them, like, oh, no, this girl's, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And, like, I think on last podcast on the left, I think they were saying something like, do you know how high rent is, like, even in, like, middle America?
Oh, yeah. And I think they're, like, they paid for, like, a year in advance.
Free, like, she just wants, like, free rent somewhere. So she's posing as a child. Like, yeah. She's so smart.
Well, yeah. And, yeah, I think they paid for a whole year in advance, they said. And, like, this story definitely reminded me of my favorite true crime documentary, The Imposter. If you haven't seen it, watch it, because it's, like, also about, like, an adult man pretending to be a child. So I don't know if that's the case here. I mean, it seems like the last thing we know is that she was actually a child at that time, and so she's, you know, older now. She was evicted from that apartment in 2014, and, yeah, like, she had friends and stuff, like, in the neighborhood, it sounds like, and she briefly attended a high school for adults and older youth, but, yeah, like, I think, so, it looks like everything's okay with her today. Like, I think that's hopefully the most important thing. If she is a child, you know, if she's a con artist, then the story's cray-cray.
I know. I just need, like, answers. Like, how come you can't, like, somehow just know exactly how old someone is?
Well, and, like, I thought you could from, like, dental records, you know, or something like that. And so I guess it's hard to know now because she's older, but at that time, if she had adult teeth, that is weird. I'm sure, like, you know, you probably could do DNA testing, but that's so expensive, and no one's just going to do that to, you know, find out probably this. They were going to save those resources for, like, murders and stuff like that. But
yeah, but also she could just have some weird thing where, like, all her baby teeth fell out, like, super early.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously she has a bone disease, you know, so I could see that for sure.
Yeah, like, this is the most mysterious mystery I've ever heard.
It is so crazy. And yeah, like, it's happening pretty much now. I mean, coming to light now, which is crazy. And it's an international drama. We got the Ukraine, we got Canadian fugitives. Well, maybe not fugitives, but.
I don't know.
Yeah,
if this, like, the imposter movie, I mean, which is, like, a real story, but, like, he can't be the first person who's ever tried to pull this.
No. Yeah, I mean, and it's just kind of crazy, like, what you can get away with if you look really young and you have, like, confidence, you know, to act in that way, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Insane.
Yeah,
I hope we get updates on this, like, ASAP.
Yeah, we'll post the links in our show notes, but you can also listen to that episode of My Favorite Murder and Last Podcast on the Left, where they cover this story for way more details, but it is pretty insane.
So good.
Okay. Well, you know, Christine and Michael might have regretted adopting that girl, so I want to talk about another big regret in Animal Kingdom.
Oh my God. Huge regrets. Just, this is the regret.
Episode. We've all regretted something, I'm sure. So in Animal Kingdom, recently, the creator of the Labradoodle, the cute, adorable dog, says that it's his life's regret.
I mean, okay. We all know a Labradoodle, right?
Adorable. We all know one, yeah.
And they have, like, they're great because they have, like, the human hair or whatever.
Yep.
Like,
the hypoallergenic hair. Yeah, exactly.
Yep. So they're a huge game changer in that, like, they're mixed with the labs, which are, like, friendly, good dogs, family, you know, like, family dogs. It's like, oh, perfect mix. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Well, yeah, and then you have the hypoallergenic poodle hair. So this creator has, like, basically, his name is Wally Conron, and he says his invention is his life's regret, and he hasn't got a clue why people are still breeding them today. He's become very concerned that an influx of copycat breeds has created health problems for many dogs, and he feels like he opened a Pandora's box and, like, he released a Frankenstein by creating the Labradoodle. And he has a point. So he goes on to say that people are just breeding for money. Unscrupulous breeders are crossing poodles with inappropriate dogs simply so they can say that they were the first to do it. So now they're just kind of getting into these designer dog, you know, trends, which is not cool, you know, really, but.
Yeah, well, okay, the latest one I saw, which freaked me out, was a pugsky, like a pug and a husky.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm all about, like, yeah, adopt, don't shop. Well, unless it's, like, a Ukrainian, like, and also that's a horror story, but anyway.
Right. Wait, so is it a small pug that looks like a husky or a big husky with, like, a face of a pug?
It's, like, a miniature husky.
Oh, my God.
It's, like, a pug-ish face.
Yeah.
It is.
Pugsky.
Okay. Yeah, it will
Googling
keep you up at
that
night.
Now.
It's creepy. But, like, I thought that, like, mixed dogs were better because, like, you know, like, the quote-unquote mutts. Or whatever lived longer than, like, purebreds.
Yeah, but these are taking two purebreds and crossing them, usually.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So that typically does have more health problems. But, so, okay, the Labradoodle, it was created in the 1980s, and the, like, intentions behind it were good. So the creator, Wally, had received a letter from a blind lady in Hawaii whose husband was allergic to long-haired dogs, and he was a breeding manager at that time, and he decided to create a suitable guide dog for the couple, so one that he, you know, the blind man wouldn't be allergic to.
Yeah, labs. You always see labs as service dogs, right?
Yeah.
All the time. All the time.
Right. So he came up with the idea of a dog with the working ability of a lab and the coat of a poodle.
Makes
Perfect sense, right? But he just feels like, the majority of Labradoodles are either crazy, he says, or have a hereditary problem. He, just really regrets doing this and feels like people have abused it, since his creation. But this article goes on to have like quotes from so many people who love their Labradoodles and super cute pictures too.
Yeah, I always love a good Labradoodle. I've only met like super friendly,
Me too.
but I can see how it's like, okay, like everybody calm down. You don't need to literally cross every single like
Yeah,
breed.
right.
It is getting kind of Frankensteinish.
Yeah.
Google the freaking Pugsky
Oh my God, I
and you
just
will.
did, and it's just like bug eyes on a miniature poodle. Or, I mean, a miniature husky, you're right.
On a miniature husky. Yeah, it's creepy.
It's very creepy.
It's really creepy.
So, yeah, I don't know.
So
I
yeah.
know like Labradoodles, sometimes they're like hyper, but that's usually just when they're puppies, like every dog. But yeah, these like look
Right,
so
yeah.
cute. So, I don't know, let us know if you have a Labradoodle or do you agree with Wally who thinks that they are a Frankenstein dog?
Yeah, that's the kind of dog I would need though, because I'm allergic, so.
Yeah, exactly. You need hypoallergenic.
Yeah.
Okay, well, those are all my stories, so I guess that takes us to our BuzzFeed quiz for the week.
Yas. BuzzFeed was brought to you by crap. Now I can't forget. Now I'm like, oh my God, did I accidentally delete the
Oh,
screenshot?
I have the name of the quiz, which is
Okay.
perfect for, this time of year. Summer is over. We are getting into fall. So the quiz is, which activity should you do this fall?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, because we are getting into fall. It's October officially when this comes
It
out.
is.
So I don't know. I feel like you can't do everything.
There's a
There's too many
lot to
things in the
do.
fall.
Yeah, there's like pumpkin patches, apple picking, haunted things for Halloween.
Yeah, so many things, which I love a good haunted house. I do. I love a good haunted house. Okay. We went apple picking the other day, last weekend.
Oh,
So that was great. It was fucking hot out, but
Yeah. Doesn't really feel like fall yet, but
Yeah, I'm sure we'll go get pumpkins soon. Yeah, so many things to do, which I love the fall. It's my favorite season. So, but you really can't do everything. So, what do they suggest that you do?
okay, the fall activity I got was go to a haunted house.
Oh, I'm jealous.
So I was like, okay.
Right, fine. I'll go.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was just thinking about how when you were in San Diego, that time that you came out to visit, we went to the Whaley House, which is like
Yeah.
supposedly one of the most haunted places in the US, and I need to go back there or like take my husband, so maybe I should go back and see anything new. What's been going on at the Whaley House since we went there?
Yeah. Bring your camera. Bring a
What did
camera.
you get?
I got put up Halloween decorations.
Oh, I never do
Which I'm like, oh
that.
my God, seriously. Yeah, I already have some stuff up. So.
Yeah, I mean, I like some fall decorations. I don't think we don't get a lot of trick-or-treaters, so we don't really decorate.
Oh, yeah. We don't do like, we don't get any trick-or-treaters here.
Yeah.
None. But I still like to have like the mums, which are good for New England. They're pretty hardy. They're pretty hardy plants.
Yeah.
So, we do like the mums and a couple pumpkins.
We
Nothing
always go to a
crazy.
pumpkin carving party every year, so we'll definitely have that, but that's about as crazy as we get.
Excuse me. Oh yeah, those are fun.
Yeah.
That's good. I gotta get better at carving
Oh,
pumpkins.
I suck at it. I think, like, honestly, over the years, we went from both of us doing two pumpkins to just like now just doing one pumpkin, and like I kind of just like watch and help.
I feel like you have to stencil these days. Like,
yeah,
people's
we
pumpkin
do.
Carving is like insane.
It's hard, and they're hard. Like, I feel like the tools have not gotten that much better over the years.
No, they're the same. It's like tinfoil. It's like, oh, here's a tinfoil baby saw. And yeah, you're like, what is?
Oh, yeah. Well, before you die of allergies, I think that's all the news that is fit to drink this week. We're both super stuffy and we made it through.
I know. I almost made it to the end without sneezing. I was holding it the whole time, you guys. Oh. Are you so impressed? yeah. Happy freaking Wednesday, and we'll see you guys next week.
Happy October. Bye.